Usted está escuchando el resumen de noticias Mundo Luterano. This is World Lutheran News Digest.
Bringing the Word of God to people around the world is a daunting task. Jesus called on us to make disciples of the nations. Martin Luther knew that to do that, the Bible must be available in languages that people understand. Lutheran Bible Translators is an organization dedicated to translating the gospel into those languages, according to translator Rob Hilbert.
LBT is an organization that brings Christ's word to people around the world through translating scripture.
Hilbert recently returned to the United States with his family after serving in West Africa for several years, both as a Peace Corps worker and with LBT. His most recent posting was in Sierra Leone.
I spent a little over 2 years in Mali, which is right in the middle of West Africa, and then I spent a few months in Ghana, and then just recently we were living in Sierra Leone, working with the Mende people.
LBT uses a number of techniques and tools to help spread the gospel. One of those techniques is literacy training for adults in countries that have low literacy rates.
There's a considerable amount of work done in literacy, encouraging people to learn to read their own language.
This means Hilbert and other teachers have to become familiar with the languages of the world.
A lot of them are related to the Mande language family. And so I studied Bambara when I lived in Mali, and so that's in the Mande branch of languages. And then in Sierra Leone, we were working in Mende, which is also in that language family.
Hilbert is knowledgeable in the languages of West Africa.
Well, we were learning Mende when we left, and then I already know how to speak Bambara. So I can get by in Mende, and then I can... I'm pretty conversational in Bambara.
Because Sierra Leone is a former British colony, English is spoken in the urban areas, but not much outside of the major cities.
As an English speaker, my wife and I could probably communicate in English with a lot of people in the big cities where education is more common, but once we would leave the big cities, it would be impossible, and we would have to know the local languages.
Christians are relatively rare in Sierra Leone. About 60% of the people there are Muslims, with about a third practicing local animist faiths. Only about 10% of the country's nearly 6 million people are Christian. Despite the Muslim majority, Hilbert says Christians and Muslims get along in Sierra Leone, unlike some other countries.
Because it is a majority Muslim country, you would think that there would be maybe some tension between Muslims and non-Muslims, but we did not experience that. Christians and Muslims seem to get along pretty well.
Although the Bible has been translated into the local languages, less than half the people can read there. Because of this, the LBT teams with another organization to provide audio recordings of the Bible in local languages.
The rates are pretty low, and one way that we get around that is by working with an organization called Faith Comes by Hearing to record the scripture and then distribute the recordings to Bible groups or churches and other organizations around the country so that they can listen to God's word in their own language.
In addition, LBT works with another organization that provides solar-powered radios in remote areas where there's no electricity. This is so that Bible programs can be heard in the local languages. Another technique is taking what's called the Jesus movie into the backcountry.
It's basically the story of Jesus from Luke's gospel, and it's translated into Mende. So in Sierra Leone, it's translated into about 10 different languages.
Hilbert says the movie is very popular in remote villages and prompts a lot of discussions among diverse people.
Because movies are very rarely seen in smaller villages in Sierra Leone where electricity really doesn't exist. It's very popular, and you'll see Muslims and animists and Christians alike going over to watch the movie, and then a discussion can take place afterwards.
Sierra Leone, like other countries in West Africa, is now suffering from the Ebola outbreak. Sierra Leone is in an especially difficult situation to deal with the disease because the country's recently emerged from a civil war that destroyed much of its infrastructure.
Yeah, because the healthcare system was already in such a bad state because of the war, they just aren't set up to deal with a major Ebola outbreak. It's so different from what we have in the U.S.
Gilbert says the Ebola situation in Sierra Leone is bad and it's getting worse.
The Ebola situation there is progressing. It's still continuing to get worse in many parts of Sierra Leone. So in the capital, Freetown especially, things are not improving. They're getting worse.
Outside help is getting in, especially from the United Kingdom, other countries, and the United Nations. Hilbert says he hopes that this will ease the situation. But because of Ebola, the LBT made the decision to withdraw its personnel, including Hilbert and his family. Hilbert says a major factor in this decision wasn't the disease itself, but its indirect consequences.
The healthcare system really has stopped functioning, and doctors are no longer treating for things like malaria or broken bones or surgeries, things like that, basically not happening anymore.
There was also concern that travel in and out of the country was becoming increasingly difficult. Hilbert says he simply could not have his family take that risk.
So it's not easy to get in and out of the country anymore. So if we had an emergency, like say one of our children broke a leg and maybe needed treatment in the U.S., it would take literally months to possibly get the child out into the U.S. for treatment.
Hilbert and his family are now back in the United States. He's brushing up on his language and teaching skills for the day when he can return to Sierra Leone. Hilbert asked for prayers, not for himself, but for his pastor in Sierra Leone, the Reverend James Yassa. Despite food shortages, cancellation of schools, and the Ebola threat, Pastor Yassa continues holding services and communion. Hilbert asked for prayers to end the disease and to bring people to the faith. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. The work by the Hehe Wilongasi, Lutheran 500.